The economy in the West Georgia region is like a healthy tortoise rather than an unhealthy hare. That is how the chair of the Department of Economics at UWG, Dr. William Joey Smith, put it during the 22nd annual economic forecast breakfast, which was held last week. Smith says unemployment rates in the West Georgia region are at a near all-time low of 3.5%. That's down from 4.6%, what Smith reported at last year's breakfast. One area of concern, Smith noted, was the historically low unemployment rate and historically high number of jobs being created, which could mean businesses are being required to hire employees who are less than fully qualified. As for the housing market, price growth has slowed down but hasn't plateaued yet, Smith said. Local economists have seen an increase in the number of houses being built in the region, with most growth in the number of permits issued happening in Carroll County. Well, several Georgia constitutional amendments appearing on ballots for midterm elections, including an amendment that would include the creation of a business court. Georgia House Representative from District 18, Kevin Cook, on Friday's WLBB Community Voice program discussing his views on the creation of this specialized judicial system.
The idea behind the amendment is to allow businesses the opportunity to elect a forum to litigate some of these complex issues that come before judges that in this case would be specifically qualified to handle these kind of disputes.
Cook is wary of having judges appointed rather than having them elected.
There are some arguments, though, as to how the judges they're appointed by the governor, and they won't face election. So there are some people that have concerns there, and I think those are legitimate.
We discussed all of those potential constitutional amendments with Cook on Friday's WLBB Community Voice, and that entire program is now posted on our website at newstalk1330.com. Well, in the wake of Hurricane Michael devastating South Georgia, the Georgia State Assembly is holding a special called session this month to discuss spending on disaster relief for the affected areas. Georgia's District 18 State House Representative Kevin Cook on Friday's WLBB Community Voice program discussed some other potential spending issues that could come up during that special session, including a spending package to attract a large business to Atlanta.
I do have concerns that the new Amazon headquarters or something of that nature could pop up in and amongst these discussions. And I'll be the first to say that I'm vehemently against that. I am all for economic development and growth. I think it's something else entirely when you bring in or consider bringing in a specific company that competes with local businesses, medium-sized and large-sized businesses within our state against our own citizens, and then have our citizens and taxpayers essentially pay for bringing them in. It blows my mind.
Hear more of what Cook had to say. That entire interview is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. Well, Villarica voters on Tuesday considering a pair of special questions which may have an effect on business in the City of Gold. The first question for voters pertaining to Sunday alcohol sales by the drink. If approved, restaurants could begin selling alcohol at 11 o'clock a.m. on Sunday, changing the current law from 12:30 p.m. Voter approval for the second question would allow for the City of Villarica to utilize tax allocation districts and redevelopment powers. Mayor Jeffrey says tax allocation districts are defined areas where real estate property tax monies gathered above a certain threshold for a certain period of time could be used for specified improvements.
It's actually a law that's been enacted for years, but Villarica has never asked for it. It has to be on the ballot. And what it does, it gives the city the authority to issue bonds through developers to develop parts of the city that probably would not have been developed otherwise, places that have rock issues or wetlands issues or brownfield issues, and hopefully we don't have any of those. But what it does is make that more of an incentive for developers to come in and develop that portion. So it's a really big deal for Villarica and for the growth of our city in the right direction.
Voters in Villarica can look up their assigned polling place via the Secretary of State's My Voter page online. Tanner Health System offering a look at the newest expansion to their Villarica facility during an open house this past Saturday. The expansion of their emergency and surgical services doubles the capacity with 37 additional rooms, including for isolation, triage, and trauma rooms. Nurse manager at Tanner Health System, Jill Williams, says these new facilities will fill a need for more space at the hospital.
One of the constraints that we're dealing with right now is that our patient volumes are so increasing so that we can't manage efficiently the patients that we're seeing through our smaller ER. So it's going to be really nice for us to get over here and to have the space that we need to be able to do the things we know we need to do.
Administrator for Tanner Health System Villarica, Eric Dalton, says the expansion will not only fill the current need, but also the need for future growth in the area.
The old hospital, it opened about 15 years ago this month. We realized that when we opened that facility, we were probably too small to begin with. So we did an extensive exercise of looking at not only the current need, but future growth forecasts and also future healthcare needs as well. So we feel that by adding the capacity within the ORs and the emergency room, that we're positioned well to serve the community today, but then on into the future.
The new facilities will go into use on November the 14th. I'm Colin Worthington.